Touch is meant to comfort, to soothe, to connect. But for many of us, it doesn't. For trauma survivors, touch can feel like trespassing. A hug can feel like a trap. A hand on the shoulder can feel like alarm bells. Even our own bodies, our skin, our muscles, our breath can feel foreign. Today, we gently explore what it means when touch feels unsafe, and how, slowly, carefully, we can begin to reclaim the body as our own. A listener told me that once someone reached out to hug him, and his entire body froze. Not because he didn't like them, not because he didn't want warmth, but because his body decided safety equal stillness. Later, he wept, not from the hug itself, but from the reminder how far he still felt from ease. And I want you to know you're not alone. Another listener wrote, "Every time my partner touches my hand, I flinch. It breaks my heart because I love him, but my body doesn't trust what my heart does." This is what trauma teaches us, that touch is not connection, but risk. And yet, somewhere, deep down, we long for it again. The psychology of unsafe touch. Why does touch trigger us? Because the body remembers what the mind cannot always name. The nervous system stores the imprint of every violation, every unsafe closeness, every moment when boundaries were ignored. For many trauma survivors, the body equals battlefield. Skin equals unsafe territory. Touch equals invasion. This doesn't mean you are broken. It means your body is protecting you the only way it knows how. The grief thread. And here's where grief enters. Grief for the hugs we couldn't receive. Grief for the embraces that were absent when we needed the most. Grief for the safe touch we we never knew. Every time we flinch, we grieve. Not just the moment now, but every time before, when touch meant harm, or when comfort was stolen from us. So, if you find yourself weeping after touch, know this. It is not weakness. It is grief surfacing throughout the body, asking to be witnessed. Imagine your body as a house. For years, people barged in without knocking. Some slammed doors, some broken windows. Some made you believe it was never truly your house. So naturally, you locked every door. Now, someone kind knocks gently. They mean no harm, but still, you freeze. You hesitate. Because once, kind didn't mean safe. Reclaiming touch is not about flinging doors open. It's about finding the key to each lock, one by one. Testing the hinges, choosing who gets to enter, and finally remembering this house is yours. Let's look at a reflective short moment. Strength, you survived. Your boundaries, even when rigid, kept you alive. Weakness, sometimes those walls also block tenderness and love. Opportunity, you can learn to open the door slowly, on your terms, and only to those who have earned it. Threat, if you silence your body's truth, you'll risk confusion, shame, or even re-traumatization. Ask yourself, where does my body say no, even when my heart says yes? What kind of touch do I long for but still fear? Gentle tools for reclaiming touch. First, start with self-touch. Lay a hand on your own chest. Feel the rise and fall of breath. Whisper, "This is mine. This is safe." Second, name your boundaries out loud. Practice phrases like, "I'm not ready for hugs," "Handshakes only," "Please ask before touching me." Each spoken boundary reinforces safety. Third Experiment with safe textures. Wrap yourself in a weighted blanket, soft fabric, or warm water. These sensations can restrain your nervous system to associate touch with calm, not fear. Co-regulate with trust. If you feel ready, rest your hand near, not on, someone you trust. Let presence, not pressure, build comfort. Fifth, pair touch with breath. Each time you allow a gentle touch, breathe deeply. Anchor the moment in regulation, not reactivity. Your body is not the enemy. It is the vessel that carry you through every storm. It learned to freeze, to flinch, to lock doors, because it wanted to keep you safe. Now, slowly, it can learn something new. That touch can soothe. That closeness can heal. That boundaries protect. You are not too broken to feel safe again. Your skin remembers pain, but it can also remember peace. May you take one small step closer to trusting your body today. And may you remind yourself, this house is mine, and I hold the key. In episode 14, we'll talk about silence as shelter or silence as prison. How quiet can feel both healing and unbearable for survivors of trauma, and how to discern the difference. Until then, stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious.